Chapter 21, The Battle with Apollyon. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. Micah 7, verse 8. Then Apollyon became extremely angry. I am an enemy of your king, he yelled furiously. I hate him, I hate his laws, and I hate his people. And now I come to you. I am going to fight against you. Be careful what you are doing, Christian replied, for I am on the king's way, and that is a way of holiness, I warn you. But Apollyon placed himself in the middle of the way and said, I am not afraid any more. Prepare yourself to die. I swear that you will not take one more step. Here I am going to rob your soul. This is your very last hour. Immediately he threw a flaming arrow right at Christian's chest. But Christian had a shield and held it in front of him. The arrow was caught by it and fell to the ground. Now Christian had to pay close attention, for Apollyon had more arrows. They flew around him like hailstones. Christian tried to stop them. But soon he was not able to do so any more. Some arrows hit his head. His heart and feet were wounded also. Fearfully, he took a few steps back. In the meantime, Apollyon kept attacking him. Christian tried to be brave and stood straight. He wanted to look like a strong man. He wanted to persevere. But this terrible battle went on for more than half a day already. He became weaker and weaker, for blood flowed from many wounds. He could hardly keep up. This was taking too long. Apollyon came closer and closer. He grabbed Christian to begin wrestling and suddenly threw him on the ground very hard. Because of this, the sword fell out of Christian's hand. Now you are in my power, he roared. Christian was almost squeezed to death. Oh, now I must die, he gasped. Again he saw Apollyon coming toward him. He wanted to kill Christian with a last blow. Christian reached out his hand to get a hold of his sword again. Oh, wonder! God took care that he was successful. Joyfully he cried, Rejoice not over me, O mine enemy. I fell indeed, but I will stand up again. Immediately he thrust with his sword. The sword pierced Apollyon. Apollyon was mortally wounded and frightened. He backed up. When Christian saw that, he cried, I am the conqueror, not by myself, but by him who loved me. Immediately Apollyon fled, and Christian never saw him again. What a battle that was! In my dream I was there, and what I heard at the battle. What yelling and roaring came from Apollyon! Unbelievable! Of course, this was to make Christian afraid, but Christian was just sighing and groaning. It was quite the situation. Christian did not look happy at all. Only when he noticed that Apollyon was injured, he rejoiced again. This was the most terrible fight I had ever seen. The battle was over. Now I want to thank God, Christian said. He delivered me from the mouth of the lion. He helped me in the battle with Apollyon. He sang out loud and gave God the glory of the victory. Then I saw a hand reaching to Christian. The hand gave him a few leaves from the tree of life. Christian took them and laid them on his wounds. Wonderful! The wounds healed immediately. Christian also sat down a while to eat and drink some nourishment. He took the bread and bottle of wine, which he had recently received. He ate and drank a little. The food refreshed him again. Then he was ready to continue his journey. In the meantime, he held on to his sword tightly. He thought, maybe I will meet another enemy. Happily, he did not need it. There was no one that harmed him. He safely made his way through the valley. Explanation. Apollyon pretended to be friendly, but now we see that he hates everything that belongs to God. Everything that belongs to God must be destroyed and killed. What fiery arrows he can throw into our hearts! What is the meaning of these arrows? These are evil attacks against everything that is from the Lord. He wants to destroy everything that the Lord has given. Of course, the devil has no real body and no real arrows. But sometimes he uses other people to grieve us or to hurt us. Maybe you ask, what is the best way to fight against the devil? The Lord first wants you to give yourself completely to him. He also wants you to know you can never win by yourself. He wants the honor of the victory. But then, he really wants to help you. He wants to give you a shield, that is faith in God. With this, you can stop the arrows. You saw that faith is not always fast and strong. We cannot stop all the arrows. We can fall in the battle. But God also gave a sword, and he wants to take care that we can find that sword. That sword is the word of the Lord. When the devil says something to you, go against him with the word of the Lord and say, God says that your head is bruised. If you think you still have power, devil, go to King Jesus. I want to belong to him. He conquered you, for he died and is risen from the dead again. The devil is not able to resist the word of God, and then he will leave. You can be wounded, but the Lord Jesus will heal those wounds. He is the tree of life, and he heals all wounds. Christian also ate and drank something from what he received earlier. Thus, the Lord will give new strength.